Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Today is Monday, April 15th. Our journey begins on the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. According to one legend, the mountain range that runs from southern Colorado into New Mexico was named by a Spanish missionary as he was dying. Father Francisco Torres had been mortally wounded when fighting broke out between the explorers and natives he was traveling with. He escaped down the mountain and boarded a raft on San Luis Lake, where he watched the sunset on snow-capped mountains as he lay dying. Suddenly, the mountains seemed to glow red. The dying priest's last words were, "Sangre de Cristo," or Blood of Christ. In 2009, Congress designated Sangre de Cristo Mountains, New Mexico, as a National Heritage Area. El Santuario de Chimeo is a small adobe chapel located in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. It is sometimes called the Lords of America. During Holy Week each year, more than 40,000 people visit this chapel, where many healings are said to occur. We now turn to our gospel. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. This week's passage from Matthew's resurrection narrative is also read many times throughout the liturgical year, including on the Feast of the Ascension, even though Matthew's Gospel doesn't include any account of the Ascension. Mountains have always been special places of revelation throughout the Gospel of Matthew. The Sermon on the Mount, the multiplication of fishes and loaves of bread, the Transfiguration. It was on a mountain that Jesus refused to receive all the kingdoms of the world for the cheap price of idolatry. Now he will receive all power in heaven and on earth from the Father at the cost of the cross. The church is to be my mountain, the place I am ordered to go by Jesus, where I can always experience the risen Lord. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.